Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. Aside from being an antidote to boredom, there are many reasons to keep your kid reading. The Juno Public Library is here to help in so many ways on that. Joining us now, Margaret Ludke. Margaret, thanks so much for coming in. How you doing? Sorry, I've got the wrong mic. I'm having a problem with the mics today. Say that one more time. I had the wrong mic on.
Well, I said, good. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Margaret. Yeah, it feels like doing this on a monthly basis here. This is great.
Sure
it's library,
are, yeah.
Library
yeah.
Day here at KTOO. So tell us a little bit about you've got a booth at Celebration, right?
We do.
What's
we
going
have
on there?
A booth at Celebration, we are in the Native Artist Market in the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's new arts campus.
Which is awesome,
it's
by the
beautiful.
Way.
It's beautiful.
Incredible facility, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And we're just so grateful to be there and grateful to be included by Southeast Alaska Heritage Institute.
Is there stuff you're? Is there certain books that you've kind of concentrating on there? Or certain stuff you're specifically talking about there?
Yeah, we did a great job. Our outreach team did a great job of getting a wide variety of books. So we, because we're in the artist market, we went ahead and pulled a number of books on Native arts and artists from the area, and then we have a wide range of youth material as well. So,
oh, cool. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So we've got a number of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Baby Raven Reads publications, as well as some further afield. I have one here with me called Hello Humpback.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
this
nice.
Is it's a publication by Harbor Publishing in Vancouver, or in BC. So there's some really lovely stuff. It's all available for checkout. You can check it out right there. You can make yourself a library card.
It seems like Southeast Alaska is kind of, occurs to me, has become almost like a center point for some children's work. I'm thinking of Michaela Goad's work, of course.
Yeah,
she just won the Caldecott Award. And incredible.
Yes, her
and
amazing
like,
work.
Yeah, yeah, from right here, you know, she's living in Sitka
right
now.
Here
but yeah,
in Southeast
that's
Alaska,
right.
We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's
pretty
kind
lucky.
Of incredible the work that's being done here.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit more about some of your other summer reading
sure.
recommendations here.
Yeah, so summer reading, the summer reading program kicked off in at the end of May, and we're really excited to have it. The theme for this year is Read Beyond the Beaten Path. So we have all kinds of opportunities for people of all ages to get involved. We've got reading logs that youth can fill out and bring back to the library for a free book. We've also got book reviews that they can create.
Well, let me back up a minute. When you
oh,
say
yeah,
read
yeah.
beyond the beaten path,
oh yes,
what are you, how are you get you're trying you're encouraging children to explore different avenues of where to read? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
yep,
tell me about how you
idea.
Encourage that.
That's the idea. We're all ages are encouraged to read things that they wouldn't necessarily pick for themselves, but then also read in locations that they wouldn't necessarily choose for themselves,
oh,
or
yeah.
Like use a book to identify wildlife while you're out on a hike, or use a book to identify plants in your garden, cook with. A cookbook from a cuisine you've never tried before, and we're trying to promote that throughout the whole summer to really show, especially young people, how fun it is to read. It's educational, but it also can just be really fun.
That's a fun idea to sort of challenge yourself when you go to the library. I'm going to get the books I get, but I'm going to get at least one.
That isn't what I normally
right,
would get. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I don't even like think. I don't. That's not my thing. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna
yeah.
read that book, or at least start it,
or try it.
See if
and
I
if
get
it's
into
not
it.
Your thing, that's
yeah.
totally okay.
Right.
You know, no harm, no foul. It's a free library book.
I love the idea of a different cuisine that you haven't tried before, or something
yeah.
like that. You know, because we all get into our pockets.
Of
what
of
we're
food
comfortable
that we
with.
Like
yeah.
to cook, that we know how to cook, spices we know.
Right.
Yeah, and there's just such an incredible diversity of food out there, food
yeah.
options.
Yeah, well, tell me about yeah. when you talk specifically about kids, how do you,
yes.
yeah, what are some of the things you're doing there?
Yeah, so we've got, like I said, we've got these reading logs that kids can fill out, and any book that they read. they get to count towards their reading, and bring back the reading log when you've filled out all the different slots, and you get a free prize. So the prizes right now are free books, which is really great. And then
it's a trap.
It is. You get to take. You get
There's
to take
more books.
More books, but these ones are books for you to keep. They are not library books. They are books for you to keep.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Exactly.
And then I see you have something about reading games as well.
Yes. So that it's the same thing.
Oh,
as
that's
the reading
it.
Log.
Okay. The reading
and
log is reading games.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the other half of the equation is these reviews that you can submit of any of the books that you read throughout the summer, and you get to enter for a prize drawing.
Are the reviews kind of structured? Is there a bit of a kind of structure provided about how to put together the review?
Yeah. So you can stop by any of the libraries and pick up a little review sheet, and it walks you through. You can like draw a picture of what you liked about the book. You can write a little review in long form if that's what you're into. It's a pretty wide. Wide definition of review. We just want to hear what you read and what you thought about it.
I like the idea of providing a little bit of structure on reviews. Mm-hmm. I think that all of us in this day and age of social media get into the habit of reviewing things so quickly.
Yes.
With such a quick snap judgment, mm-hmm. and without providing a lot of backup and without kind of doing the actual sort of homework around how you build and construct a real review. I mean, reviewing books is a, you know, that can be a real thing, and some of the best authors in the world pride themselves on also being great book reviewers.
Yes. Yeah. And it's especially useful for, you know, young kiddos who are still learning how to format the written word, like format sentences, format like, you know, this sentence leads to this sentence leads to this sentence.
It also gives you a little bit of a mindset about why you form an opinion about something, how an opinion is formed, why you like something or don't like something, or maybe allows you to reconsider different aspects of something.
Yeah, we do hear from a lot of the parents who come back after having their kids fill out these reviews. They say, you know, it sparked discussion. Why do you like that book? What did you think about it? What parts of it were your favorite? What parts weren't your favorite?
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's really cool to kind of get.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know, to spark kids to think that way. It's a part of critical thinking, I think, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool. So, and then let's see. I see on these notes that there's also additional story time going on.
There is. Okay. So, in addition, we're still doing the 11 a.m. story time for younger kiddos, 0 to 3. But then now we're doing an ages 4 and up story time that also includes crafts at 1 p.m. in the Valley Library on Tuesdays. So come on by.
That sounds cool.
It's a lot of fun.
And so youth summer reading, that's all runs through, how long does this go?
End of July.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, yes, summer.
Yeah.
End of July, right. And then other events happening? Are there anything else going on that we should know about?
Yeah. We've got a drag story time coming back this year. That's going to be on Saturday the 25th from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Valley Library. And we've got a guided painting lesson with Megan Kleitch. She's the Alaska State Parks Artist in Residence. That's going to be next Friday, so a week from today, on the 17th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., also at the Valley Library. All art supplies provided, and all ages welcome.
Very cool. And then I heard a little bit of a rumor about maybe a poetry workshop coming up.
Yes,
what's going to happen there?
Very exciting. So
sneak preview here.
Yes. so at the end of the month on the 29th from 6 to 8 p.m., we have Christy Nami Erickson joining us for a free poetry workshop funded by the NEA Big Reads grant. It's going to be our last big event for that grant for this year. It's going to be really wonderful, and it's all kind of centered around, she's using the Big Read for this year and American Sunrise by Joy Harjo as the basis for constructing the class.
And is this focused on children?
No, that's an adult program.
That's an adult program. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And that's it. And is there sort of an age recommendation for that one?
Anybody who's interested. I don't think we'd turn anyone away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be. I think that's one's going to get booked up.
I hope so. Yeah. I think it's going to be really fun.
Oh, really cool. Well, Margaret, thanks so much for coming in, letting us know everything that's going on at the library. Anything else you want to add or that people need to know about?
I mean, there's all kinds
of
stuff I could talk about.
The library. Stuff going on all the time.
Yep. That's enough for today.
Okay. That sounds good. That's enough for today. Margaret Ludke, thanks so much from the Juneau Public Library. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us everything that's going on.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.